Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Bnei Yisrael to command them to begin collecting the necessary resources to build the Mishkan. The first pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Aleph, Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that this gathering, this command to collect the contributions occurred on the day after Yom Kippur. And what's amazing is that in Parshas Yisro, we heard about the episode with Moshe and his father-in-law Yisro. Yisro had seen Moshe working very hard, judging all of Bnei Yisrael with no support staff of other judges. And Yisro suggested to Moshe that Moshe set up a whole system of lower courts, of lower judges who could help him and judge Bnei Yisrael. And that whole episode began with the words, Perek Yudches Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayehi Mimacharas. And it was on the next day, etc. And Rashi there says that that episode also occurred on the day after Yom Kippur. It's a very busy day. And so the question is, why would both of these events, the command to collect funds and supplies for the Mishkan, and the setting up of new judges in courts, why would they both happen on the same day, the day after Yom Kippur? This question is asked by the Kli Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619, and he offers two beautiful explanations in two different Sfarim that he wrote. One of his answers is in the Kli Yakar, his Perush on the Chumash. It's on this first pasuk in Vayakel. The Kli Yakar says that as soon as the Luchos were brought down, the second Luchos were brought down and given to Bnei Yisrael, the next immediate job was to build the Mishkan, to build the home, the spiritual at home, so to speak, of the Shekhinah, the focal point of Bnei Yisrael's spiritual and communal lives. However, Moshe was afraid that someone might contribute to the Mishkan resources that were not theirs. Maybe the money was stolen, God forbid, or maybe the funds were acquired in a shady way, in a way that someone else disputed, or whatever the case is. And Moshe said that it was impossible to build the Mishkan with funds that had even a shadow of a doubt as to where the funds came from or how they were acquired. So Moshe announced, right after Yom Kippur, if anyone has any claims whatsoever on someone else, come to me and let's settle this. The Kli Yakar says that Moshe knew, of course, that he would not be able to judge every single case in one day. But at least the announcement was made. And with that announcement, the word went around. If anyone has any questions as to where their funds came from, let's settle this now. Let's get some clarity and know with 100% certainty that the resources that we have, the funds that we will contribute to the Mishkan, were acquired in a kosher manner. That is the Kli Yakar on the first pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. The Kli Yakar wrote many other Sfarim, including a sefer called Olalos Ephraim. It's a sefer of Drashos. And in Olalos Ephraim, in Ma'amar Resh Nun and Ma'amar Resh Samaches, Rav Lunshitz discusses why Moshe Rabbeinu began collecting for the Mishkan on the day after Yom Kippur. Rav Lunshitz says that very often, when Yom Kippur approaches, people are very giving and very nice and filled with feelings of achdus and togetherness. People ask for mechila, for forgiveness from one another, and people grant mechila easily and freely. It's a very special time in the year. However, what happens often is that those nice feelings of togetherness fade quickly once Yom Kippur comes and goes. And therefore, on the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Bnei Yisrael. Vayakel Moshe. He gathered them and he said, Vayakel, you have to become a kehila, a cohesive, unified community, working together, building together, all rowing in the same direction. And not only before Yom Kippur, but after Yom Kippur, especially after Yom Kippur. And Rav Lunshitz does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what he said, that that is also why this happened on the day, on the same day, that Moshe introduced a new judicial system in Klal Yisrael. Remember that in the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe described the burden he experienced leading Bnei Yisrael by himself. Moshe said in Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, Eicha Esa Levadi Torchachem Umasachem Rivchem. Moshe said, how can I myself alone bear your nuisance, your burden, your strife? That statement by Moshe was followed by recounting the episode from Parshas Yisro, where extra judges were appointed to handle all of the judicial cases that until then Moshe had been judging by himself. And the Sforno, Rav Ovadia ben Yaakov Sforno, who died in 1550, says on that Pasuk in Devarim that Moshe was giving Bnei Yisrael Musar. You're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. You live miraculously in the desert. What are you fighting about? Bnei Yisrael bickered and argued so much that Moshe could not handle them by himself. And this was the day right after Yom Kippur. And that was Moshe's Musar to Bnei Yisrael. Why are you fighting? Just yesterday you got along so nicely. It was Yom Kippur. And today, you're fighting. Be sure to keep the feelings of Achdus all year round, not just as you head into Yom Hadin. Have an amazing day, everyone.